We're gearing up and getting ready for one of the most exciting nights of the year, and that's our 2014 Lamplighter Awards Show, Saturday, December 6th at the DPAC in Durham. I told you so many wonderful artists have said they're going to come and bless us in song, and we're so blessed right now to have Patrick Dobson hanging out with us, singer-songwriter, national recording artist, Stella Award winner. Patrick Dobson, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to hang out with you today, and so thankful for the opportunity to get to come to Raleigh and be a part of the Lamplighter Awards, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, this is your first time at our Lamplighter Awards show, right?
It is. It is, and I'm really looking forward to it. Of course, Mr. Jerry Smith is my friend, and, you know, so just really looking forward to hanging out and have a lot of people that I want to connect with in the area.
Well, Patrick, we love you. Your song, Keep Me, is truly awesome. It's a blessing to us, and you know, everybody listens to you, and you know, the first thing they always say is, oh, he's a Caucasian man.
A.K.A. white. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I do get that a lot, you know, and you know, it's just something that I embrace, but I grew up listening to gospel music and really grew up in a very unusual setting for a white kid in the South, and but my mom was, you know, our music minister, and she introduced me to gospel at an early age, and so really, it just became a part of my life, and so I do get that a lot.
Now, where are you from originally? Down South, right?
I am. I am from Montgomery, Alabama, and my dad pastored a couple of churches when I was a kid, but I grew up in Selma, and so a lot of people know Selma as the birthplace of civil rights, and also Montgomery, and so I live in a very historic area, and just, you know, even as a kid, I kind of just felt like my destiny was tied in certain areas, and so I'm still living here, and I've lived in Dallas before, a couple of different places, but I've landed back here. My dad pastors here, and so just I help him when I'm off the road, and this is my home.
Wonderful. So how young were you when you kind of discovered that you had this talent to sing and write and all this good stuff?
Well, first off, you know, you don't get a choice as a pastor's kid.
You're right.
You know, you are instantly a deacon. So, you know, we lived behind the church, and so I had easy access to the church. And I used to go out and get on the drum kit and get on the piano and, of course, you know, turn on lights and turn on air conditioning units and anything else I needed to do. And so it just had, it was easily accessible and, you know, had an upbringing that really, you know, church was our life. And our friends were there, you know, the people we fellowshiped were there. And so it just was my culture. And what was unusual about our church was in the 80s, it was one of the only churches that had any integration whatsoever. And it made our church very unique. And so we did different styles of music. And so I just learned to appreciate it. And it was really just became part of my musical DNA.
Wonderful. Now, you know, we do our Lamplighter Award Show to honor individuals and organizations here locally who do wonderful things in their community. And I hear you do some kind of wonderful things there. As a matter of fact, you just got an award there from your hometown as well?
Yes, ma'am. I received the Lifetime Dream Award from our local, our city's Gospel Praise Awards, and I was very honored to receive that. And, you know, sometimes it's hard in your hometown to be effective in ministry, but I was, you know, grateful to be a part of that and very honored to receive that.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We're truly honored to have you come and be a part of our Lamplighter Award Show Saturday, December 6th. You know, you're going to be along with some great, other great gospel artists, Tamela Mann and Donald Lawrence and Maurette Brown Clark and Jay Moss and Beverly Crawford, Ernest Pugh, Jessica Reedy, Ruth LaAntra. So all of you guys are going to be ministering on the stage, and Tamela's bringing her husband, David. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. That in and of itself is worth the ticket price. You know, I've been good friends with David and Pamela over the last 7 or 8 years, and I've actually, a lot of people don't know it, but I have a graphic design business, and I've done Pamela's graphics for years and did the Big East the King album and different ones, and so I've had a close relationship with them, and they are the real deal, and that's, you know, sometimes hard to say in the music industry who's the real deal, but they are solid people. They've got a solid marriage. And,
yes.
You know, it's always good to hang out with them. So I would definitely encourage people to get your tickets now, because that in and of itself is going to be a treat for us.
Absolutely. And you're going to minister in song. So that in itself is another treat in and of itself. So we want everybody to go to Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com. Call 1-800-745-3000 and get your tickets to our Lamp Lighter Awards show. Patrick, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity and want to thank the listeners for their support in the area. It's one of my strongest areas of support in the country, and I'm so grateful and so appreciative.
All right, before you go, what's next for Patrick? Where can we see you other than, of course, the Lamp Lighter Award show on December 6th?
Right. I'm working on my sophomore album, and it's called God Is, and working with some amazing producers, and we're working to release it probably the first quarter of 2015, so not long from now, it's going to be exciting. You know, I'm thankful for this next chapter and excited for people to hear the music.
Well, we're excited for you, man. We will see you on Saturday, December 6th. God bless you. Until then, come on with your singing shoes on and we're going to have a great time, all right?
All right. God bless you.